Support for KPLU comes from the San Francisco Jazz Festival, June 11th through 22nd, with Juan DeMarcos and the Afro-Cuban All-Stars, Diane Reeves, Dr. Lonnie Smith's In the Beginning Octet, Zoe Keating, and more. Tickets and the full concert schedule at sfjazz.org.
Vancouver tenor saxophonist Steve Caldestad featured there in the tune Barbados by Charlie Parker, and he was heard there with Mike LaDon on piano, John Weber on bass, and Joe Farnsworth on drums, a New York rhythm section that often plays, well, plays weekly, I think, at Smoke in New York City. Steve Caldestad having the opportunity to record with them here at the Corey Weed's Cellar Jazz Club, now sadly passed, but that was recorded in December of 2012, and it comes out on a new CD just out from Cellar Live, titled Straight Up. I'm Jim Wilkie, this is Jazz Northwest, and on today's program, I thought to lead off the first few selections here, we're going to be talking about serendipity in jazz. A lot of times, some interesting jazz recordings come out because musicians find themselves in different combinations or playing new material, and something kind of magical happens. That's what jazz is all about. It's not about the sad routine of playing the same thing over and over. One musician once told me, he said the reason why he was a jazz musician was because he gets bored easily. And I think all of these first few selections here that we're going to be listening to presents musicians in unusual or perhaps unexpected situations that kind of puts them on their toes and perhaps lifts things to a different level. Jay Thomas, a trumpet player and saxophonist, frequently goes to Japan where he's cultivated a collection of friends there, and on one recent trip he made a recording with another trumpet player from Japan, Yoshiro Okazaki, and in a quintet with Go Shimada on bass, Shuhei Mizuno on piano, and Daisuke Kurata on drums. Jay Thomas and Yoshiro Okazaki, the two trumpet players out front, playing music by Kenny Dorham. And this was recorded at a club in Nagoya City called Mr. Kenny's. And we'll hear them doing a tune called Sao Paulo. This is the Yoshiro Okazaki Jay Thomas Quintet. Thank you. couple of live recordings of musicians who don't often play together, sort of serendipitously finding themselves in the same room and recording at the same time. We just heard from Pete Chrislieb, who's been described as the world's most famous anonymous tenor saxophonist for his years with the Doc Severinsen Band on The Tonight Show and numerous L.A. studio recordings. Pete Chrislieb on tenor saxophone here with Danny Kolke on piano, John Hamer on bass, and Greg Williamson on drums, recorded one Sunday evening at Boxley's in North Bend, playing Just Friends from the CD Danny Kolke Trio plus Pete Chrislieb live at Boxley's. Before that, an American in Nagoya. That was Jay Thomas joining hands with Yoshiro Okazaki across the seas to make a recording of music by Kenny Dorham, a trumpet player they both admire. Yoshiro Okazaki was heard on the trumpet on the left, Jay Thomas on the right, with Shuhei Mizuno on piano, Go Shimada on bass, and Daisuke Kurata on drums in Sao Paulo. Composition by Kenny Dorham, recorded live at Mr. Kenny's in Nagoya City. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU, and on today's program we're examining a few serendipitous moments, bringing together musicians who don't normally play together all that much, and making some great music together. Let's take a look at some items from our Northwest Jazz calendar and some live jazz that you can take advantage of over the next few days. This afternoon, Kenny Mandel is playing at the Couth Buzzard, and he's got a couple of sessions. One is already underway and another one tonight at 7. Couth Buzzard is located, it's a coffee house and bookstore on Greenwood Avenue North in Seattle. At Jazz Alley, Juan DeMarcos and the Afro-Cuban Band is playing at Jazz Alley tonight for the final time in their current engagement. Mel Brown is bringing his organ group up to the Marine View Church to play at 5 this afternoon. Great group out of Portland, Oregon. And this afternoon at Tula's, the Jazz Police are playing at 3 o'clock, and the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra is playing there tonight at 8. As a matter of fact, next week, Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra is going to be debuting their new CD. Monday night, Edmonds Woodway High School Jazz Ensemble will be playing at Jazz Alley, while David Marriott's Big Band will be at Tula's. Tuesday, very special presentation. This sounds very interesting. It's new music by Robin Holcomb and Steve Griggs called Come, Behold, Enjoy. It's a site-specific work created for the Washington Hall, and over 200 Washington middle school students are taking part in two performances, one at 6:30, the other at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night. Come, Behold, Enjoy at Washington Hall. Wednesday, a master's recital. University of Washington student Greg Sinibaldi is presenting his master's recital, not at the University of Washington, but at the Royal Room. It'll feature Kong Vu, Steve Moore, Carmen Rothwell, and Ted Poor, joining saxophonist Greg Sinibaldi, 8:30 at the Royal Room on Wednesday night. Thursday, The Art of Jazz presents something unusual, the Italian Sextet, OU, with Amy DiNaio, the saxophonist, and they'll be at the Seattle Art Museum. It's a vocal and instrumental sextet. They all sing and play, and they will be performing a free concert from 5:30 to 7:30 in the Art of Jazz series Thursday at the Art Museum. Friday, the Latona Happy Hour is always a good bet with Phil Sparks and guests. Jacqueline Tabor has a new CD that was recorded at Seattle First Baptist Vespers on a Sunday evening a few months ago. The new CD is out, and she'll be celebrating that by performing at Tula's on Friday night. And Susan Pascal's Brazil Project will be at Tula's on Saturday night, and the Blue Street Jazz Voices will be at the Triple Door. That's a 20-voice jazz choir. Just a few things going on the very busy jazz calendar around the Pacific Northwest. For more information, be sure to see the KPLU jazz calendar. There's also very complete details at the earshot.org calendar, as well as daily updates at seattlejazzscene.com. Here's some music from that new Jacqueline Tabor recording I was telling you about, recorded at Seattle Jazz Vespers in January, 12th annual concert. And she was accompanied by Randy Halberstadt on piano, Alexei Nikolaev on saxophones, Clipper Anderson bass, and Mark Ivester on drums. And she asked me to record the concert for a CD, which we did, and the CD is now out. It's called The Jazz in You, which is the title of one of the pieces in the album, and it's a rather bluesy piece I think you'll enjoy. This is Jacqueline Tabor from her new CD, The Jazz in You, which was recorded live at Seattle Jazz Vespers.
I dig the crazy sounds you make whenever you hold me tight. You don't know what I've been through. There's nothing like the jazz in you. You grew me with so much delight. Your lovely eyes light up the night. You are music playing soft and blue. There's nothing like the jazz in you. Oh, how I love the thrill of your touch, the way you love me. You know it means so much. Oh, yes, my darling, what more can I say? I'm caught on a hook. I'm in love, I'm mentally shook. After all the things that I've been through, there's nothing like the jazz in you. Thank you. crazy sound you make whenever you hold me tight. You don't know what I've been through. There's nothing like the jazz in you. You grew me with so much delight. Your lovely eyes light up the night. You are music playing soft and blue. There's nothing like the jazz in you. Oh, how I love the thrill of your touch. The way you love me, you know it means so much. Yes, yes, my darling, what more can I say? After I say I love you in that special, special way. Yes, I'm like a fish, I'm caught on a hook. Like the jazz, no, no, there's nothing like the jazz. There's nothing like the jazz in you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Music by Mike Allen, the tenor saxophonist from his album Panorama. Some very Coltrane-like changes on that tune called Labyrinth. Mike Allen on tenor saxophone with Miles Black on piano, Adam Thomas on bass, and Julian McDonough on drums. And the group, mostly Vancouverites, is also the Western Washington University in-residence jazz ensemble. Mike Allen is director of jazz at Western Washington. And they were joined here by another Vancouverite, Hugh Fraser, the trombonist, from the album Panorama, a tune called Labyrinth. And Jacqueline Tabor, before that, from her new album, The Jazz in You, we heard the title song, Alexei Nikolaev on soprano sax with Randy Halberstadt, piano, Clipper Anderson bass, Mark Ivester on drums, one of the monthly jazz vespers presented at the Seattle First Baptist Church on the first Sunday of each month at 6. And we recorded this one for Jacqueline for her new CD, The Jazz in You. She has a CD release party coming up on Friday night at Tula's in Seattle. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. Glad to have you with us here. We have, we've been talking about serendipity for the most part on this program, about musicians being thrown into situations where everything isn't cut and dried. New things can happen, and some wonderful surprises ensue. And that affects live recordings to a great extent. But it also brings to mind a new recording by Diane Schur, which is just coming out. Diane, you may remember, was a longtime resident of this area. She grew up in the Tacoma area and played around Seattle a lot, both as a pianist and as a vocalist, before she went on to a greater and worldwide career. She has a new recording just coming out on Jazz Heads Records, and it puts her together with a wonderful pianist and accompanist and arranger, Alan Broadbent, with Ben Wolf on bass and Ulysses Owen Jr. on drums, Ronnie Ben-Hur on guitar, and Joel Fromm, the saxophonist. The album is dedicated to the memories of Stan Getz and Frank Sinatra, two inspirations to Diane Schur, and she calls the album I Remember You. From it, a wonderful Jimmy Van Heusen song with lyrics by Johnny Burke, and I think Frank Sinatra sang this and Stan Getz played it, though not on the same record. Here's That Rainy Day.
Should have saved those leftover dreams. Funny, but here's that rainy day. I laughed at the thought that it might turn out this way. Where's that worn out wish that I threw aside after it brought my lover near. Funny how love becomes a cold, rainy day. Funny that rain.
That's a piece called The Last Great Georgia Extravaganza from 1984. That was the University of Washington Studio Jazz Ensemble, directed by Roy Cummings. Soloists included Chris Boscoli on piano. Chris now lives in Hawaii, and he was reminiscing on a Throwback Thursday about this band. Said he didn't have the record anymore to play, but I looked in my files and I had it here, so there it is. Matso Limtiako was on tenor saxophone on that, and Todd Zimberg was the drummer. This 1984 band, led by Roy Cummings at the UW, also featured Scott Brown and David Bentley on trombone. Scott Brown is, of course, director of the Roosevelt High School Jazz Program, and Dave Bentley, the Mercer Island High School Jazz Program. Steve Mostovoy on lead trumpet, and Dave Pascal on electric and acoustic bass, and a vibraphonist by the name of Susan Gilbreth, who would later become Susan Pascal. From 1984, the UW Studio Jazz Ensemble, led by the late Roy Cummings. Before that, Diane Schur's latest recording, her brand new one just coming out. It's called I Remember You, and from it, we heard her singing Here's That Rainy Day, giving it her all in the last choruses there, with Alan Broadbent at the piano and Joel Fromm on tenor sax. And that's it for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music here today on Jazz Northwest, which comes your way every Sunday afternoon at this time. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community